Brandon Williams, for conducting the hearing up to this point and for handing it over. I will go ahead and take over where he left off, beginning with agenda item one, as I understand that agenda item two has already been heard and that all of the preliminary announcements have been made. Agenda item two is PR 2024-010438, bulk plat 2025-0003. It's an application for bulk plat submitted by Kimberly Legan and Cartesian Surveys LLC as agents. I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. This is PR 2025-020098, agenda item one, PR 2025-020098. VAC 2025-00042. It's a vacation of right-of-way. And this is submitted by John Stapleton and Renee Regal as agents for Rahim Kassam, who request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots tracks 7 through 10, Block 3, College Review Business Edition, which is Zone MXM. And that's located at 3821 Central Avenue, containing approximately 0.308714 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, I will represent the applicant, Mr. Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. If you'd please state your full name and mailing address for the record.
John Stapleton, 4173 Crown Eagle Loop Northeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87144.
Thank you very much, sir. And if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm that your testimony will be true?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please present the project.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. As you can see on the screen here is the sketch plat that we submitted. So the applicant who I'm representing owns the existing 6 townhouses that you can see there near the center top. And he currently has a revocable park exclusive parking permit along the north portion of Aliso, which is the north-south road, and along Copper. So the large area in blue, you know, on the top part of the screen. The on-street parking is currently, you know, an exclusive use for the applicant. And he pays an annual fee to the city for that use. You know, really the primary driver of this request is that the applicant would like to own that parking to be able to secure his rights to it. And I think, you know, as we mentioned in our justification letter, this really aligns the maintenance of that with the ownership, since he's the one using it, and he would provide public sidewalk easements, public pedestrian easements for the public sidewalk through that area. And then on the south side, the applicant also owns that empty lot and would like to, you know, obtain a little more space, the area there, the sliver there shown in blue, in order to facilitate his various potential future development options, one of which is shown as a proposed building footprint there. In particular, that would make underground parking garage, would allow the parking increments to work out more nicely than it does currently. Similarly, he would provide, well, in this case, the sidewalk would stay out of that area, so there wouldn't be any pedestrian easements. So that being said, you know, we stand ready for any questions.
Thank you, sir. No questions from me at this time. Did you have anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everybody here, this is agenda item one, a request for vacation right away at 3821 Central Avenue. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Let's see. I see a hand raised. Is it Rahim Kassam? Are you there?
Yeah, hi, this is Rahim Kassam.
Let me get you sworn in, sir, if you'd your mailing address for the record.
Sure, it's 12105 Signal Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87122.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so just for clarification, the revocable permit is currently on Aliso right now for that portion north of the alley. Previously, there was a revocable permit for that entire area in the blue. So I just wanted to give that clarification. Also, when we built these townhomes, there's actually 12 there. When we built these townhomes, our original approved plan was to have this on-street parking, but the engineer determined later on that we needed one, literally just one vertical inch that we didn't have, so we got rid of that. And then a couple of years later, we did get rid of the revocable permit on Copper. So just wanted to add some clarification. But the goal is to add the on-street parking here on Copper, and to convert the on-street parking on Aliso from a revocable permit to like an owned use, which would give the project a little more stability and security if you know that you have parking guaranteed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kassam. Let's see, I see Jay Rodenbeck with hand raised. Let's go to him next. If you'd please state your name and duties with the city, please.
I'm Jay Rodenbeck. I'm a planning manager with Development Review Services. I need this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kassam. I don't believe we have any proof of those revocable permits on file that were submitted with the vacation of right-of-way application request. Do you have them available to screen share?
If you can bear with me, I can look those up. I didn't plan to have those ready, but let me see what I can find here. If you can just bear with me.
Mr.
Thank
Hang
you.
Officer, meanwhile, may I speak?
Yes, let's go to Shahabi as our city engineer. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
So here in offices, this is Shahab Beazar. I was going to let Mr. Rodenbeck know that I think Mr. Kassam said that they removed those revocable permits, so it doesn't really matter. We don't need to look at those.
Oh, I misunderstood Mr. Kassam, and I thought he said there was one act
No, I
north of.
thought he said that he just told remove them all, but it doesn't really matter on this action if they have a revocable permit or not.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Biazar. Mr. Kassam, did you have anything else to add?
If the other gentleman did want to shoot me an email, I could find that number. I could find the number of the previous revocable permit and send him that if he needs that.
Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Kassam, that's not necessary. I thought there was one active revocable permit north of the alley along Aliso. It sounds like that's not the case, so that's okay.
Okay.
Thank
Great.
you.
Thanks, everyone.
Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Just one more thing. I just want to note that Aaron Fowler from who's a right-of-way supervisor. He is here in the meeting as well, and I would just like to note that he might want to speak as well.
Okay. Mr. Fowler, would you like to speak now or after the DFT comments? So either is fine with me.
I can speak now.
Okay. So this Aaron Fowler, right-of-way supervisor, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So at this time, Real Property doesn't have any comment on this. We have gone through this with parking, and there is no comment.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Again, for everyone present, this is agenda item one. We're in the public hearing period. If anyone else would like to add their comments before we go to the DFT staff, please raise your hand. Okay. Mr. Kassam, did you have anything else? Okay. Oh, I saw you just lowered your hand. No worries. All right. I'm scrolling through the participants. I don't see anyone else with the hand raised. Last call for public comment. Okay. And I think, Mr. Stapleton, anything to add based on that exchange?
No, sir.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to the
Excuse
DFT.
me.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Sorry. George Senna just had a comment.
Oh, yeah. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
George Senna, 4305 Via de Luna, Northeast, 87110.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I swear to tell the truth.
Go ahead, sir.
My comment is that the additional parking that he's proposing in front of his townhouses would alleviate a lot of the clearance for the roadway. So I don't have any objections to that.
Great. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony. All right. Does the applicant team have any response to that? Okay. Not seeing any. We'll go ahead and go to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
For the vacation, we appear to maybe have some water meters in there. We don't have any objections, but any meters that are left on private property will need to have easements or be relocated appropriately. So that's all I have.
Okay. Would you suggest that as a condition, Mr. Gutierrez?
This is David with the Water Authority. I don't know if that would be really a condition or a finding. I'm not sure how that would work out. Being the plat that we would request an easement when that does come into at that point. So however you guys want to manage that, it's fine. We'll have comments on the plat before we sign off on the plat, but for the vacation, I guess it could be a condition because we need to have right of way for the meter. So I don't know how the city would want to manage that.
Okay. Let's ask Mr. Staplin, is there a plat forthcoming, or is this a standalone vacation?
Yes, I mean the vacation needs to be shown on the plat to actually, accomplish the land transfer. So if this action is approved, then we'll follow it up with a major preliminary plat per planning's comment, and then a final plat after that.
Okay. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Rodenbeck, I just want to concur with John Stapleton regarding the future plat in action. Vacations of the right of way are required to be platted within a year of the platting approval, which in this case would be by you, Mr. Hearing Officer. And so I concur with Mr. Stapleton. I just note that wouldn't necessarily require a major preliminary plat followed by a final plat, unless there's major public infrastructure that's required. But the future plat in action would be required within a year of the DHO approval of this vacation right away.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification, Jay. I just checked planning comments again and it says minor preliminary plat. So my
Good.
bad. I misspoke. Thank you.
Very good. Great.
Mr. Hearing Officer, just position hobby is already good. You
Yes,
just want
sir.
to make sure that it since we are doing right of way improvements and curb modification, it will be a major planning action. Yeah, there should, yeah.
There will be major public infrastructure in this case, is what you're saying?
Yes, they're yeah, we're changing curb and gutter.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes
Okay.
sense.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Gutierrez?
Nothing
Okay.
for me.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to hydrology. Is that Mr. Tiquan Chen?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the vacation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation, Mr. Ernest Aramico. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. My first comment, I was asking some questions because the letter you provided had it really didn't explain why. I mean, you've now explained it here in the meeting, so I'm satisfied with that. The only one thing I will say that was in my comment one is that your justification letter only mentions right away for Aliso. It doesn't mention copper. So you might want to add that in there, that you're also asking for right away along copper. Let's see. So my second comment, your clear sight triangles, this is just trying to be helpful. Your clear sight triangles, to the north is correct, but to the south is incorrect. And if you actually show that the way it should be, you'll actually gain a little bit more space on that southern portion of the lot, so you can actually make that building a little bit bigger. Let's see. And the rest of my comments are for when you come back for plat. Central is a principal arterial and a main street, requires 10 12-foot sidewalk with a 6 to 8-foot landscape buffer. Aliso and Copper are local roads and require 5-foot sidewalks with a 4 to 6-foot landscape buffer. Cross sections show required sidewalk along Aliso and Copper. And so please show existing sidewalk widths along Central to determine if widening is needed or if you need to request a waiver.
Understood. Thank you, Ernest.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's go next to code enforcement. We'll be delivering those comments today.
I will be, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objection for this request.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to Parks and Recreations. Ms. Whitney Phelan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi. Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jake Boylan. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. I've given some feedback.
There's people up by the desk.
Oh, okay. Let's give it a second just so we have a clear record.
It's a customer at our front counter. It may be a minute.
Oh, okay.
He's relocating, so just give him a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, go ahead, sir. Let's see, did I get you sworn in? I don't think so. Can't remember. Mr. Jacob Boylan, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. So it seems that we've kind of covered most of the comments that I had in my memo already. Really, the main concern that I have left is just verifying that the signs have been posted around the property. We have the signposting agreement as being dated from October 13th to October 31st. But we just haven't seen any visual proof that they've been posted.
Okay. Ms. Stapleton, could you testify to that?
Yes, the signs have been posted. I do have pictures. What's the best way for me to, do you just want me to email those to you at this point, Jacob?
Can you show them on screen?
Would sure. That be simple? Let me pull them up.
Is Mr. Stapleton's screen share enabled?
We'll find out here in a second. Bear with me for one moment here. Give me one moment. I need to check with Renee where she filed these.
No problem. Mr. Boylan, was there any other comments that you had while he's looking for those?
No, my other comments were mainly related to the revocable permit and the planning action to follow.
Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Regarding the signposts, and I just note that we never received proof, visual proof of those sign postings, and that's a due process issue. We need to make sure that they were properly posted.
Thank you.
Here we go. I found them. Let me share my screen.
Thanks, sir.
You guys see this?
Not yet.
Oh, oops. Forgot to hit the share button.
Oh, there we go. It's loading up. Okay, yeah, I see the sign there. Let's see, which street is that?
See, so we've got, let me go back to the start here.
Okay.
Got one on this side and one on the other street.
Very good.
Yep.
And could you please email those in so that we make sure they're part of the record?
Yes. Should I email those to Jacob?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll send those now.
Very good. Go ahead, Mr. Boyle.
That concludes planning's comments, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, thank you. So I just wanted to make sure with all the DFT staff that there weren't any conditions, just given how the IDO reads that, they're going to have to implement this stuff on the plat eventually anyway. Is that right? No conditions are pr proposed?
Yeah, there would be no conditions of approval. It would be if we're adding anything, we're going to have findings, standard findings, for a vacation of right of way. And any additional requirements would need, or we'd have everything addressed as findings with a vacation of right of way request like this, because there's no sign off of a vacation of right of way.
Okay. Very good. In that case, Ms. Stapleton, anything else you'd like to add before I make a ruling?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for your presentations. And Ms. Stapleton, if you would just please email those photos into Mr. Boylan so we can include those in the record. And I'll go ahead and make a ruling. This agenda item 1 PR 2025-020098, VAC 2025-00042, a request for vacation right away. And I will send a recommendation of approval of the right away vacation to the City Council because there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is more beneficial to the public welfare. There is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged by this vacation. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item one.